of billions of dollars defending a corrupt guy, Karzai. You can understand why Americans want out of there.
I do, absolutely, and I agree with all of that, except for one thing. I think we're looking at the Afghan-Pakistan relationship through the wrong end of the telescope. Conventional view is that Afghanistan is the prize, and Pakistan is a bit of a problem because it works against us, it provides safe haven, etc. I think it's the other way around. Afghanistan is not worth a hill of beans in and of itself. It reminds me of what Bismarck said about the Balkans. They are not worth the bones of a single Pomeranian grenadier. But what Afghanistan has is proximity to Pakistan. Pakistan is the prize, or to put it another way, Pakistan is the problem. As we saw in the bin Laden operation, that's where the terrorists are living, all kinds of jihadists in safety. Pakistan is the threat. A, it could become a nuclear state under the bad guys if the jihadists take over Pakistan itself. And secondly, it's sort of home base for jihadists of all kind. And the reason that Afghanistan is thus important is that it gives us a proximate base to then watch over, put pressure on, to kill, capture, etc., the jihadists in Pakistan. As we saw in the bin Laden operation, remember how it happened. It came out of our air base in Bagram. The jumping off point was Jalalabad. Our presence in Afghanistan gives us intelligence, resources, air bases, drones, all of that. That's why Afghanistan is important.